Hello and welcome to another edition of World Thoughts, the rantings and ravings of me, your host, Twitchy Mac, as I drive home from work. You can find me on Twitter at Twitchy Mac, and I'd love to hear from you if you have anything that you wish to say or anything that you want me to talk about. The last post I did was a while ago, and it was on the JRC, the Judge Rothenberg Center in the United States, where they're using adversives, basically a electroshock on students, on ASD kids, to get them to stop stimming. Now, I mean, obviously, shocking people, using electroshock on people, is abhorrent. They've been actually, they've been tagged by the UN as torture because of what they're doing. They've been censured as torture students because of what they're doing. But there is another level of issue here. Obviously, shocking your students is bad. But the whole concept of applied behavior analysis, ABA, is wrong for a variety of reasons. Now, I am going to step outside of the norm here when it comes to autism and neurodiversity advocacy and say that there may, in some very specific cases, be a use for some of the techniques used in ABA. But I'm saying that because, to put it bluntly, there are some people who cannot communicate without those techniques. And if you can't communicate without those techniques, then if you can't learn to communicate without those techniques, then you are, you're stuck. And if everything else fails, it might be worth looking at. But here's the thing. If everything else fails, and it, you have to look at the cost. So, okay. ABA is basically, for the uninitiated, a large variety of different techniques that focus on the concept of behavior modification. But that behavior that they're modifying can be thought, or it can be, you know, physical. It can be an inward behavior that is, you are doing something inside your head, or it can be an outward behavior that you are doing something with your body. Now, but it comes down to trying to alter these behaviors. Now, the first part that's wrong about ABA is the large variety of the techniques that are used. A lot of them involve using some form of coercion, either positive or negative. And obviously the negative is flawed. You're torturing a kid because they, and it's always kids. They don't use this stuff on adults with autism unless the adult is so severely autistic that they are not communicative and they've never been communicative. It's always used on kids. Sometimes kids that are pre-verbal in a general sense. Like, these are kids that are autistic but are non-verbal and wouldn't be expected to be verbal if they were neurotypical. So, you know, they're like three, you know. I have known kids that were somewhat non-verbal at three. But, I mean, the point being that, you know, we're dealing with people that are kids, okay? And so, obviously, using adversives on kids, I mean, it's the same as spanking a kid. We've shown, decades of research has shown that this is not a good way to help a kid. It's not helpful. And it's not helpful for the same reason that spanking isn't helpful. You're not teaching the kid anything. You're just punishing them for whatever it is. And they don't learn from that. That's not a way to... I mean, obviously, you do learn from that, but you don't learn what you want to learn. You learn to avoid the punishment. But outside of that, the coercive nature here is the problem. I mean, it's either coercive that you're avoiding the punishment, or it's coercive that you're reaching for the benefit. You know, you either get a positive reinforcement or you avoid a negative reinforcement, but in either case, you're reaching for that reinforcement. And that's a problem because you're not learning the underlying skills that are required here. You're just learning what you need to in order to get the reinforcement, either to get the negative reinforcement removed or to get the positive reinforcement increased. And that's, I mean, I guess it's kind of a good thing in this case because, you know, we're not trying to, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to wipe out an autistic kid from being autistic and cure their autism. And that's the second part that really makes this negative. It's not something that you can cure or something that you should cure. You know, you're different. And yes, you know, there are skills that you need to learn to exist in our society, sure. But in the end, I don't want to lose what makes me unique just so that I can fit into society. I want to know how to fit into society with what I have, I want to know how to make it work. And that's the proper, that's the only time when I would say that there are some techniques in ABA that are possibly useful, because you can use these techniques to learn specific skills in order to allow you to interact with neurotypicals in a way that you can actually achieve the goal that you're wanting to achieve. And that's something that, you know, if you if you're talking about an adult, it's different, because the adult can actually say, well, this is what I'm thinking and this is what I want to do, and I cannot convey that to everyone outside of me, so here's what I've got to do to be able to learn how to get that far. And I mean, it's kind of like masking, you know. It's we learn how to pretend to be someone that we're not so that other people can understand us. And it's the same kind of concept as it's just teaching people to mask. But when you do it with kids, you're trying to wipe out their autisticness, and it's not going to work. It's just going to bury it under layers and layers of conditioning. And that's the final part of it that makes it not really as good as it seems on the surface. Because when you look at the research, it shows that, you know, the goal is achieved. The kids were nonverbal and now they're verbal. The kids were stimming and now they're not stimming. The kids were, you know, behaving in a specific way and now they're not behaving in a specific way. And that is, you know, I mean, it works, right? Well, it works because what it's doing is burying things under conditioning. But we know from research that conditioning breaks down. You know, that you will eventually beat the conditioning. And when you do, what happens? Well, you know, when your entire life is built around the conditioning, it doesn't break down. You do. Which is why, you know, a lot of people who've gone through ABA have, later on in life, have suicidal tendencies, have high levels of depression and anxiety, have, you know, even to some extent, post-traumatic stress disorder type of symptoms. Even when they're not dealt trauma, even when they're not tortured into the condition, there still is this breakdown of their person when the conditioning starts to break down. And so it's successful in the short term, but leaves you with a crippled human being in the long term. And not even crippled in the disabled sense, but crippled in the socially disabled sense, like in the social model here. You've given somebody, you've taken away all of their ability to navigate and to manage themselves and to control what they are, what they're feeling and what they're sensing and what they're doing. You've taken away someone's ability to cope with the world and to accommodate their own needs. So they have no accommodation anymore because they've broken themselves down. And I don't think that the research demonstrates any of that, because they have a goal and they find it and they get there and they're like, okay, great, it works. And that's like, okay, but at what cost? At what cost are we doing this? Because there's a reason people stim. Okay, there's a reason people have issues with communication. There's a reason people are autistic. And it's not that there's a reason people are autistic. There's a reason that people exhibit the behaviors that autistics exhibit. That neurodivergent people exhibit. They have a reason for the behaviors that they're exhibiting. And by overriding them and by conditioning them that these behaviors are bad and that they should avoid doing these behaviors, you've taken away their coping techniques, their coping mechanisms. If instead you build up coping mechanisms that are healthy and that are functional and that work, and you give them the skills that they require to be able to navigate in the world and to cope with the world, then you're building them up. You're not controlling them and conditioning them into conformity. Giving someone tools to navigate the world is amazing. Giving someone conditioning so that they navigate the world in the way that you want them to is terrible and will eventually break down. And that's why that right there is why I find that the whole concept of ABA is abhorrent to me, because it's not about giving someone the tools, it's about conditioning them to use the tools that you're providing them in the way that you want them to use them. And that's never gonna end well. Even if you do it with the best of intentions, even if you do it with the best techniques, even if you use the most positive reinforcement possible, it's not going to end well for anybody. Anyhow, now that's all I've got for today, so enjoy, and we'll talk to you next week.